Erev Tov. Hope everybody had an easy fast. We're on the top of Brachot Dalet Amud Aleph. So just to point out, yesterday the last thing we discussed were the Kretiv Leti. So what exactly they were? Rashi says, like people pointed out yesterday, that it's referring to the Urim Etumim, and Tosfot Rabbeinu Tam rejects Rashi's opinion. And if you look towards the end of this Tosfot of your Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, the Kretiv Leti Haynu Sanhedrin Shekortin Divrei Lamitan Ufleti Shemuflaim Beora Kmo Mufle Shebebet Din, which means Rabbeinu Tam said, like I said yesterday, the Kretiv Leti, and that's also according to Rashi, Kretiv Leti is the Urim Etumim. So the pasuk means Benayah Ben Yoda Al Kretiv Ufleti, which means that he came before, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's Kipshuto, which means he was Memune, he was the Rosh Sanhedrin, so he was appointed over the Kretiv Leti. So that is so there is a difference of opinion here. Okay, let's move on. This ma'amar we should have really seen together with yesterday's Gemara. The Gemara was speaking about David HaMelech waking up through the harp being played with the Ruach Tzifonit at Chatzot. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bered Rav Idi Maikira, right, we're about six lines from the top. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bered Rav Idi Maikira. What is the pasuk that tells us that David HaMelech was woken up with the harp? There's a pasuk in Tehillim, Ura chivodi, ura hanevel v'chinor, ha'ir ha'shachar. Awaken, my honor, awaken the harp and violin. I shall, and David HaMelech says, ha'ir ha'shachar. What does that mean? Says Rashi HaKadosh, if you look over here, Maikira, about a quarter of the way down, Maikira, d'chinor haya talui l'ma'ala mimitato me'orero. Where's the pasuk that teaches us that there was a harp over his bed that would wake him up? Ura chivodi al titkabdi b'shena, which means David HaMelech spoke to his own honor and said, my honor would have loved to remain sleeping. But David HaMelech like poked his honor and said, get up, don't honor yourself too much with sleep. Kishar melachim, like other kings, za'ir ha'shachar, shar melachim ha'shachar me'oreran, v'ani me'orer et ha'shachar. By most kings, what happens? Dawn wakes them up. And I, says David HaMelech, I wake up the dawn. I'm up before dawn. Okay, right. Says the Gemara. Yeah, she me'orer ha'shachar. Yafeh me'od. Aleph. Yafeh me'od. No, by regular people. Kings, the minhag of kings, b'nei melachim, was to get up
2 hours later.
Yeah, okay. So he says like this. Rabbi Zera Amar. Fine. So now, we went back. Why did the Gemara go into all of this? How is it that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know Chatzot and David HaMelech did? So now the Gemara offers a different interpretation. Rabbi Zera Amar, Moshe le'olam avayada, ve'David nama avayada. Both Moshe Rabbeinu and David HaMelech knew exactly when Chatzot was. So now the Gemara starts with David. V'kivan de'David avayada, kino lama le... If David HaMelech knew when Chatzot was, so what did he need the harp for? Lit'aure mishinate, to wake him up. He knew when it was, but he was sleeping, so he needed to wake up. So that's one answer. And what about Moshe Rabbeinu? V'kivan de Moshe avayada, lama le lememar kachatzot. If Moshe Rabbeinu knew the exact time of Chatzot, why did he tell Paro kachatzot? Says the Gemara, Moshe kasavar shema it'u itztagnine Paro, v'yomeru Moshe badaihu. Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid that Paro's astrologers would be off a little bit with regards to when Chatzot was, and as a result, they would say he's a liar. De'amar mor, there's a baraita in Masechet Derech Eretz, lamed leshoncha lomar en yodea shema titbade v'te'achez, which means a person should always teach himself, a person should always accustom himself to saying, I don't know, lest the person say a lie and be caught in that lie. And like the Gemara says in other places, avid inish lechzuke v'dibure, which means that a person has a tendency that even when he said something and he's proven wrong or proven to be a liar, what does he try to do? Gets trapped, you know, gets ensnared, trapped in a lie, and then, you know, that's the problem with lying. What happens? You get deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper until you can't get out. So that's why the best way to avoid that is by saying, I don't know. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, so as not to even be chashud that he lied, he said kachatzot. Another answer gives the Gemara. Rav Ashi Amar befalga urta ditlesan nighe al besar havakai. Moshe Rabbeinu was actually, when was he saying this? He was saying, talking to Am Yisrael, on the night between the 13th and the 14th of Nisan, ואחי כאמר משה לישראל, משה רבנו מסתלן עם ישראל, אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא למחר כחצות הלילה, כי העידנה אני יוצא בתוך עמי. What does כחצות mean? Just like I'm talking to you at this time tonight, at חצות of tonight, just like that, at this same time, tomorrow night, הקדוש ברוך הוא will come and smite the בכורות. So really, it wasn't like way before. Why did he say כחצות? He wasn't talking about, oh, approximately. No, he's saying, just like tonight's chatzot, Hashem's coming tomorrow night's chatzot. So that's another answer to this thing. So let's see Rashi. Damar mor. Sorry, I skipped a Rashi. Shema it, oh, it's tagnilef par all. Im ani yodea lechaven ha-sha'a, him enam yodim lechaven ha-sha'a. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that even though he knew exactly chatzot, they wouldn't. Ve'kodem she'yagia chatzot, yusvurim she'yagia, ve'adayin lo ba'a. They're going to think maybe it's a little bit earlier and it didn't come. Ve'adayin lo ba'a ha-maka, ve'yomru Moshe badayhu, hilkach tov le'echoz, leshon eni yodea. It's better for him to say, I don't know. Da'amar mor be'masach derech eretz, ve'te'achez, te'ne'echaz, ve'nichshal bidvarech, a person will be caught and then stumble on his words. לסר נגהי ארבסר, ליל שעבר שלושה עשר ולמחורת יגיע ארבע עשר. The night between the 13th and the 14th of Nisan. ויתר in the Gemara.
חצות has שעות זמניות
או לא? Well, there's a מחלוקת how to say חצות, but חצות is midway between sunrise and sunset, and חצות הלילה is exactly 12 hours later.
So what does he refer to over here, חצות?
חצות, exactly.
לילה or?
חצות הלילה. So that's universal, but not everybody is able to
calculate
exactly. Remember, can I bother you? Just a little sugar, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always or just when you say halacha?
If it's especially if you happen not to know, so that's for sure.
That you know.
And even if you know, a situation where you know that something bad can come out of it, like Moshe Rabbeinu. If you know, it's a halacha. This wasn't a halacha thing. This was a stam, whatever. And Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid of getting caught in a lie. So then Moshe Rabbeinu kind of circumvented it by saying, I don't know. You don't always have to say, I don't know, if you know. But certainly if you don't know, don't say, I do know. That's for sure. Now, says the Gemara, Le David, this is a Perek Teilim that we say every morning. Yeah. Perek Pevav in Teilim. Tefilal David really starts. People make a mistake and say, Shomra nafshi ki chasid ani, ta'ut, shamira nafshi. There is a ga'ya, there's a ma'amid by the kamitz of the shin. So it's Le-David, shamira nafshi ki chasid ani. David HaMelech was saying that he's a chasid. Levi v'Rabbi Yitzchak, what is David HaMelech referring to? Why is he calling himself a chasid? Chad amar, kach amar David, lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ribono shel olam, lo chasid ani, shekol malchei mizrach u'ma'arav yishanim ad shalosh sha'ot, v'ani chatzot laila akum lehodot lach. First of all, one was saying that David HaMelech turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, aren't I a chassid? All of the other kings in the world, they wake up during the third hour of the day and I'm already up from chatzot to praise you. Ve'idach, and the other one says, Kach amar David lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ribono shel olam, lo chassid ani shkol malchei mizrach ma'arav, yoshvin agudot agudot bichvodam, v'ani yaday meluchlachot bedam uvshafir uvshilya, kede letaher isha leba'ala. Which means, another reason why David HaMelech felt superior to the other kings of the world. They're sitting, when they sit, you know, in royal, they sit together, royally, everybody sitting together, bechavod, and David HaMelech, mamash, rolled up his sleeves and got dirty with blood and fetuses and placentas. There are different halachot we're going to see from Rashi, to see different types of blood. Some are tameh, some are tahor. Different types of fetuses and placentas, to see the stage of development of the fetus, to see if the lady is tme'a leda or not. And David HaMelech mamash got his hands dirty with all of these things. Shelo lefi chvodo, as a melech Yisrael, and yet he did it. Why? Kedel letaher isha leba'ala. And then he says, ולא עוד, אלא כל מה שאני עושה, אני נמלח במפיבושת רבי. Anything that I do, I always consult with my Rebbe Mephibosheth. Who was that? Mephibosheth was the grandson of Shaul HaMelech. Mephibosheth was the son of Yonatan. Okay, anyway, so he says, you remember the story of Mephibosheth? He was lame. He was crippled. His nurse as a baby, when Am Yisrael lost the war at Gilboa, she started running away and she dropped him. And as a result of him being dropped, the Navi says that he became crippled for the rest of his life. He had to walk around with crutches and stuff like that. He was David HaMelech's Rebbe.
So, can I ask one question? Chronologically, yeah. Though, he married Shaul's daughter, so Mephibosheth would have been even younger, no? Like,
Mephibosheth was probably younger, yeah. But, so
his Rebbe was really someone younger?
Choliot? Now, ve'omer lo, right? Any halacha that David HaMelech had, he went to seek counsel from Mephibosheth. Ve'omer lo Mephibosheth Rabbi, my Rabbi would tell me, yafeh danti, yafeh chiyavti, yafeh zikiti, yafeh tiharti, yafeh timeti, ve'lo boshti. Everything, and David HaMelech was a stellar Talmid Chacham. The Gemara tells us, "Vahid David lechol derechav maskil v'aduna imo shalacha kemoto." Any halacha David HaMelech ever said, kala. Right, he said correctly. And yet, he would wait for approval from his Rebbe, Mephibosheth, and he was not ashamed. Okay? Amar Rabbi Yoshua Bered Rav Idi, Maikira, where do we see that David HaMelech did this and he wasn't ashamed to ask his Rebbe for his approval on his halachot? V'adabera ve'idotecha neged melachim ve'lo evosh. David HaMelech was never ashamed to speak neged melachim. Tana.
What does it mean, neged melachim?
Neged melachim. Over here means, I guess, man malchei rabbanan. Over here refers to the rabbanan, that he would always seek counsel from those greater than him in halacha, and he's not ashamed, even though he was the king. Okay, says the Gemara. Tana, the Baraita says, lo mefiboshet shemo, ela ish boshet shemo. If you look, there is a, I don't know if you have it, I have it on the side of here, the Girsa, in the Gemara in Yevamot, and Tosfot says, not ish boshet, rather ish baal. Ish boshet was... Mephibosheth wasn't Ishbosheth. Mephibosheth was the grandson of Shaul HaMelech. Ishbosheth was a son of David HaMelech. Okay, Ishbosheth was another son. He was a younger brother of Yonatan, who ended up getting murdered, whatever. Whole story. So that's why some Girsaot in the Gemara don't say his name wasn't Mephibosheth, rather, not Ishbosheth, rather Ishbaal. V'lama nikra shemo Mephibosheth? Why was he called Mephibosheth? She'aya mevayesh pene David ba'alacha. He used to shame David in halacha. How so? Lefikach zachah David v'yatza mimenu kil'av. We're going to see in a moment. What does it mean that he shamed David HaMelech in halacha? And as a result of David HaMelech being shamed in halacha, he merited a son like kil'av. Now, kil'av was one of the four people who died without chit. V'amar b'yohanan, lo kil'av shemo, ela Daniel shemo. Not Daniel, the one from Sefer Daniel, but his alternate name was Daniel. ולמה נקרא שמו כלאב שהיה מחלים פני מפיבושת בהלכה? כלאב, דוד המלך's son, just like David המלך was shamed in halacha by his Rebbe Mephibosheth, David המלך had a son, כלאב, who shamed his Rebbe Mephibosheth בהלכה. That was his שכר.
How?
Huh?
How? He embarrassed him. What?
Rashi is going to say that he told him, he would say halacha, and Mephibosheth would say, lo nachon, lo nachon. Anytime David HaMelech made a mistake, Mephibosheth would point out. Huh? But before, when he made a hora'ah. But in the beginning, I guess, before he started making hora'ot, his Rebbe called him off on certain psakim of his.
Yeah, but Kil'av, somebody didn't do mistake, didn't do any chet. Yeah. Not chet, or not
no, 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 no. It's bederech limud. Bederech limud.
Why bederech limud?
Kaviyachol, even David HaMelech wasn't ashamed necessarily. This was right. Even if it's beno lebeno, they say, yeah, he's not telling. Oh, you're wrong. In halacha, Kil'av was greater than Mephibosheth. That's what the Gemara is trying to say. Mephibosheth was greater than David, and Kil'av was greater than Mephibosheth. Says ve'alav amar Shlomo bechokhmato. Shlomo HaMelech said this was Shlomo HaMelech's brother, Kil'av. Beni, im chacham libecha, yismach libi gam ani. Ve'omer, chacham beni, v'samach libi, v'ashiva chorfi davar. And David HaMelech says, through my son, I am able to answer back to those who curse me. Let's stop for a moment here. Baruch atah Adonai, Elohim melech haolam she'akol yamed baro. Let's see Rashi. Says Rashi, yadai meluchlechot bedam, she'anashim mar'ot lo dam nida im tameh im tahor, she'esh mar'ot dam tahor be'isha. We don't hold like this any longer, but according to the Mishnah in Masechet Nidah, there are only five colors, five shades of red which are tameh, and therefore David HaMelech would be able to discern between the shades of red that were tameh and tahor. Nowadays we're metameh all reds. Uf shafir, fetuses, hu or avalad she'atzamot ve'agidim ve'abbasar netzurim betocho, it's the skin of the fetus where all of the sinews and flesh and organs are formed inside. We're talking about a situation where a fetus is born and it's at a stage of development that is questionable whether it's considered a child yet. That's already when the organs start taking shape. Fine, the Mishnah over there talks about it. Vidam eno chashuv velad. Sheno chashuv velad. There are other fetuses that are full of water, which means fluid and blood, and it's not considered a fetus. Leshev alav tumat yoledet v'yemet tahorata, which means that the woman would not need to sit tumat yoledet yemet tumav yemet tahora on that, so David HaMelech would discern between them. Uv shilya placentas ditnan en shilya belo velad. Anytime there's a placenta, that's always an indication that there was a fetus. V'u kemin levush shavalat shochev betochot, like a sack that the child is in. V'korin v'stidur bilaz v'tanya en shilya pechuta mitefach. When a child is born, a shilya can never be less than the length of a tefach. U'tchilata kechut shel ayrev. It starts off the width of a string, like of the wolf. V'sofa keturmus, and it gets as thick as a tumus, which is a lupine bean. והיו מביאים אותה לפניו לראות אם יש בה כשיעור ואם עשויה כדת שליה שנחזיקין השיעה ולד בתוכה. Women used to bring their placentas before David HaMelech to see if this is considered halachic placenta to be מחייב אותה לשבת ימי תומעה ונימוח ותשב עליו ימי תומעה ותהורה עם לב. And David HaMelech was busy with all of these things. Zikiti vechiyavti sheyach bedine mamonot vedine nefashot. These leshonot of zikiti vechiyavti, which means guilty or innocent, that's either by mamonot or by dine nefashot, by cardinal sins. Timeti vetiharti bilchot tum'a v'tahora. Fine. Mefiboshet bedivrei halacha. Why is he called Mefiboshet? That name is made up of two words. Mipi boshet, which means from my mouth, busha. בדברי ההלכה יוצאים מפיו, היה בושת לדוד, שפעמים שהיה טועה, והוא אומר לו, טעית. Sometimes David HaMelech would make a mistake, and מפיבושת would tell him, he said he made a mistake. לפיכך, בזכות שהיה דוד מקטין עצמו, דוד המלך lowered himself, although he was the king and a תלמיד חכם in his own right, זכה ויצא ממנו כלאב, אלא דניאל שמו. במקום אחד הוא אומר, ומשנהו כלאב לאביגיל אשת נבל, which means that in the Navi Shmuel, Kil'av is called Kil'av, the son of Avigail. Umakom acher omer v'asheni Daniel la'Avigail b'divrei hayamim. So why was that? Why was it called Kil'av? Shehaya machlim pnei mefiboshet. Kol av machlim harav shehaya av beoraot. Well, it's not Kol av, it's Kil'av. Kil'av would embarrass, which means he was greater than mefiboshet in halacha, and mefiboshet until then was the av ba'halacha. And Kil'av told him off in halacha as well. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara. V'David mikari l'nafshe chassid. Would David HaMelech call himself a chassid? V'aketiv, lule he'emanti lir'ot b'tuv Adonai be'eretz chayim. Right? What does that mean? Lule means, if only. V'tan mishmed Rabbi Yoseh. That's a pasuk we say in L'David HaShem HaRabi Yishei. So he says, V'tan mishmed Rabbi Yoseh. Lam anakod al lule. Why is there a dot? If you look in the Ketuvim, there's a dot on top of Lule. Amar David lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ribono shel olam, muvtach ani becha, she'ata mishalem sechar tov latzadikim le'atid lavo. Aval eni yodea im yesh li chelek b'nehem im lav. Sheme yigrom achet. He says, really, this is the Gemara's answer, that really, David HaMelech knew he was a chassid. And really, David HaMelech knew that he deserves reward. So what was the issue? He didn't know. He says, I know that you repay the tzaddikim, but I don't know by the time I get there if I'm going to have chataim that prevent me from collecting my reward. Ked Rabbi Yaakov Bar Ide, we find a similar teaching by Rabbi Yaakov Bar Ide, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Ide Rami Ketiv. He brings a contradiction between psukim. First of all, הקדוש ברוך הוא told יעקב אבינו, והנה אנוכי עמך ושמרתיך בכל אשר תלך. וכתיב, וירא יעקב מאוד. So, הקדוש ברוך הוא promised יעקב everything and tremendous reward, and at the same time, יעקב אבינו was very scared to lose his reward. So he says, אמר, what was יעקב אבינו scared of? שמי יגרום החטא כדתניה, עד יעבור עמך אדוני, עד יעבור עם זוקנית. עד יעבור עמך אדוני, זו ביאה ראשונה. עד יעבור עם זוקנית, זו ביאה שנייה. The first part of the pasuk refers to the first time Am Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael with Yehoshua. The second time, the second part of the pasuk refers to the second time they came in with Ezra ben Nehemiah. אמרו חכמים, ראויים היו ישראל לעשות להם ניסים בימי עזרא כדרך שנעשה להם בימי יהושע בן נון, אלא שגרם אחרי את עם ישראל should have, when they returned to Eretz Israel after 70 years of Galut Babel, they should have experienced ניסים like in the days of Yehoshua בן נון when they originally entered Eretz Israel, but that didn't happen because of the חטאים in the Galut. Let's see some Rashi. לולי האמנתי לראות בטוב אדוני, כבר תרדוני מיראתך. כמו שנאמר, כי גרשון היום מסתפח בנחלת אדוני למור, לך עבוד. Which means, he wasn't so sure that he would get it. נקוד עלולה, לדרוש את הנקודה שהיא ממעטת את משמעות הכתוב. The נקודה, the dot on top of לולה, limits what the pasuk is talking about. לומר, שלא דבר ברור היה לו לראות בטוב השם. דוד המלך wasn't so sure that he would see the goodness of God. לולה, לשון אם לא, if not, כמו לולה אלוהי אבי, היה לי. Okay? שם יגרום אחת, תרוצה הוא. That's the answer. Meaning what? לעולם מוחזק בידו שהוא חסיד. Really, David the Melech understood that he was a חסיד. וזה שספק בידו אם יראה בטוב השם, לפי שהיה ירא, שם יחטא ויגרום החטא מלראות בטוב. He was afraid that he might sin, and that would prevent him from collecting his reward. וירא יעקב, שם אחר הבטחה חטאתי. He was afraid that after הקדוש ברוך הוא promised him, maybe he sinned, וכדתניה שהחטא גורם שאין ההבטחה מתקיימת. Even though a person has a promise from הקדוש ברוך הוא, if he sins, that can prevent the promise from coming to fruition. Okay? ביאה ראשונה, שבאו בימי יהושע, when עם ישראל entered Eretz Israel in the times of Yehoshua בן-נון, ביאה שנייה, כשעלו מגלות בבל בימי עזרא. ראויים היו לעשות להם נס, לבוא ביד רמה, right? Just like when Yehoshua brought עם ישראל in, they came in strong, ניסים, they wiped out 31 מלאכים in Eretz Israel, big stuff. And the second time, that didn't happen, right? They were under Koresh, Daryavish, they needed permission from this one. By Yehoshua, they needed somebody's permission. Tach, nichnesu, they wiped everybody out. So, why is that? Ela shegaram achet, velo halchu, ela birshut Koresh. V'chol yimei malchei paras, nishta'abdu lahem leKoresh, ulachashverosh ulDaryavish ha'achanon. Okay, which means they needed their permission. Okay, let's move right there. Yeah? That was much later. That was later. The Yevanim took over all the Parsim. And then the Yevanim were taken over or merged really with the Romans. And the Romans ended up destroying by Chani. Tov. Be'ech Gemara, second line from the bottom. Chachamim omrim ad chatzot. Chachamim keman svira lehu. Remember, until now, we spoke of two basic ways to understand the drasha of the pasuk b'shochbecha. Either what? When people begin to lie down, which means the general time when most people go to sleep by, or b'shochbecha, the entire time people are asleep. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabban Gamliel. So the Chachamim says, Chachamim keman svira lehu. Who do the Chachamim hold like? Ik Rabbi Eliezer svira lehu. Lemruk Rabbi Eliezer. If they hold the initial time when people go to sleep, let them say, Ad sof ha-shmura rishona, like Rabbi Eliezer. Vik Rabban Gamliel svira lehu. Lemruk Rabban Gamliel. If they hold like Rabban Gamliel the entire time that people stay asleep, so say like him until Anot HaShachar. What's this middle business? Says the Gemara, Le'olam Rabban Gamliel svira lehu. V'hadaka amri ad chatzot, kede le'archika adam min ha'avira. So which means the Gemara says, we understood this from the Mishnah and from Rashi, but here the Gemara says it straight out. Lehalacha, really the Chachamim understand the drasha of b'shochbecha like whom? Like Rabban Gamliel. And the only reason why they say chatzot is kedei l'archik ta'adam min ha'avira. Kedei tanya, Chachamim asu siyag ledivrehem. Kedei, why did the Chachamim make the siyag before chatzot? Kedei shelo ye'adam ba min ha'sadeh ba'erev. Person comes back from working the field at night, ואומר, אלך לביתי, ואוכל כמעה, ואשתה כמעה, ואישן כמעה, ואחר כך קריאת שמע ואתפלל, וחוטבתו שינה. Right, we're afraid that what? Person's going to come back from work, says, let me go home first, I'll go eat a little bit, drink a little bit, take a little nap, and then I'll get up, say קריאת שמע and pray ערבית. Says, גמרא, no, and then what? He's going to fall asleep. ונמצא ישן כל הלילה. And that's a problem. אבל אדם, so what should you do? Don't do that, says the Gemara. אבל אדם בא מן השדה בערב, נכנס לבית הכנסת. אם רגיל לקרות, קורא. If you want to learn מקרא, read. אם רגיל לשנות, שונה תורה שבעל פה. וקורא קריאת שמע ומתפלל. And afterwards, ואוכל פתאום ורח. And then, after you do all that, you pray ערבית, you read קריאת שמע, you learn a little bit, and then you go home and eat. Very interesting, the Gemara speaks over here about bread. We'll see in the halachic portion of the shir, fine. And at the end of the Baraita says over here, V'chol ha'ovir al divrei chachamim chayav mita. Anybody who transgresses these words of the chachamim of eating before Arvit is chayav mita. Says the Gemara, Maishna b'chol duchta de la katani chayav mita. Why only over here? Why by other dirabbanans does the Gemara not use this expression of anybody who transgresses divrei chachamim chayav mita? Says the Gemara two answers. Over here, the Gemara had to say it specifically. Why? Because over here there's an onus. There's an onus involved. The person might say, hey, it's not my fault. I fell asleep. So he kind of shirks the responsibility a little bit. So the Chachamim had to kind of give him a boost and say, even over here where there's an onus, chayav mita.
So he's not referring to the eating part.
Falling asleep on Kriyat Shema.
That's what he's referring to.
Well, that's what eating. When a person goes home and eats and whatever and takes it easy.
Of course, if I daven arvit and then if I eat and then I take Kriyat Shema, chayav mita.
If it's
the
kind.
Is he referring to the eating or is he referring to the sleeping?
Well, he's referring to everything that went on in this baraita, which is eating, sleeping, napping, and falling asleep. So we'll see. That's what eating leads to this stuff. Now we're going to see what exactly it is asur to eat, but we'll see that soon. Now,
what if somebody didn't eat, just take a nap, and then to daven arvit? Also chayav mita?
That is
again. It's a scary thing. So, let's see, Tosfos, huh?
When the Gemara was talking, the arvit was optional.
Not quite. Look at the second answer of the Gemara. V'bayit ema leafuk imeman de'amar tefilat arvit reshut kamash malan dechova. The second answer is why did this baraita say specifically that kol ha'ovir al divrei chachamim chayav mita? Because you might have thought that tefilat arvit is optional. Comes this baraita teach you? No, it's obligatory, and that's why you're chayav mita. That's so exactly not that. Now says Rashi. Yeah, says Rashi for a moment. Bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph, Chachamim Kiman Sviralu. Who do they hold like? B'mashma'ut b'shochbecha ha'amur b'torah. Who do they hold like in the definition of b'shochbecha? Ikra b'di aiz sviralu d'itle b'shochbecha kol zman sh'bnei adam oskin lelech v'lishkav ze makdim ze me'acher. Rabbi Eliezer is looking at what? When people go to sleep. That period. Lemru k'Rabbi Eliezer de'amar sofa shmura rishona de'vaday kol sh'da'ato lishan kvar shechav yashen. According to Rabbi Eliezer, what's significant about Sofa Shmura Rishona? What's significant about it? That by that time, by Sofa Shmura Rishona, anybody who has in mind to go to sleep tonight is already asleep at that time. Some people before, some people... But by Sofa Shmura Rishona, in those times, by the way, there's no electricity, there's nothing to do outside. By that, if you plan on going to sleep, you're asleep by then. V'ikra ban gamlien sviraru, turn the page, says Rashi, d'mash maleh b'shochbecha. כל זמן שבני אדם שוכבים ויש בכלל זה כל הלילה, למרו כרבן גמליאל עד עמוד השחר. What do they say? מן העבירה שם יסמוך על שהות שיש לו כדתניה, right? We're afraid that he's going to kind of procrastinate. And I'll say, you know what? I'll do it later. כמעה, מעט, means only a little bit, משום עונש שינה, התוקפתו לעבור לדברי חכמים, הוזקקו להזהירו יותר, ובהיו דה חכמים had to be a little bit more firm, a little bit more aggressive than usual, because a person could possibly blame it on falling asleep. Okay, good. Weiter. Yeah. Let's see. There's a small Tosfot over here on the top. וקורא קריאת שמה ומתפלל. מכאן משמע שמשעה שהגיע זמן קריאת שמה של לילה, שאין לו לאכול סעודה עד שיקרא קריאת שמה ויתפלל ערבית. Which means that we see from here, Tosfot understood from the Gemara, that from the Maskana the Gemara, that once zman kriyat shema comes, an even half hour before, now pay attention to what word Tosfot used. That's the point. Pat is reminiscent of Seuda.
No, but we would think Seuda is like really like sit down and take an hour or so. Most people, they come home 10 minutes to eat and bite it.
Seuda has nothing to do with time. Seuda has to do with what you're eating. The Chachamim know, right? Food has a very, very interesting effect on people. Right? Sometimes people go to events or restaurants or whatever and they plan on being there for X amount of time, and then that X amount of time becomes X squared. Right? So that's... anyway. Cubed. Yeah. The kitzer, so he says like this. So, next Gemara. Says the Gemara like this, yeah.
What's the problem with if you do it like early Shabbos?
No.
In the summertime?
No.
It's done way before the Shema. So you can't do it for the Shabbat.
Yeah. What do we say from the Bet Yosef? Siman Yosef Zayin. Rash, no, Bet Yosef says Meforash. Bet Yosef says, what did Bet Yosef say?
Well, we've been told for the purpose of eating.
Right. We hold like, although most poskim disagree with Rabbeinu Tam that the earliest time for Kriyat Shema is Tzeit HaKochavim, the Bet Yosef says that we do rely on Shitat Rabbeinu Tam that you can be Yotze Kriyat Shema Deoraita from Plaga Mincha, that once you did that, even if you daven early Arvit,
you can't eat.
Yes, you can, because you davened.
No,
If you do early Shabbos, that means you davened. Or any other night for that matter, not only Shabbat. If you davened early Arvit, which means you davened after plug, since you said... Correct. Even though you have to repeat Kriyat Shema afterwards. Yeah.
How many hours before Arvit can I not eat?
Half an hour.
I'm doing 10 o'clock Arvit. It's 7 o'clock now.
Half an hour before Tzeta Kochavim, you are not allowed to sit down to a Suda, according to this.
But also if you have a scheduled set time.
Oh, okay. Okay, not Pashut. Let's see what he says. Let's not jump. Let's see how the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch explain this Gemara. Okay, says the Gemara. Amar Mor. What happened?
Favorite topic.
That what?
I know you like this topic.
Which topic?
My name?
Oh, yeah, it's my name.
Okay, yeah. I thought you were going to say eating. Amar Mor.
No.
Amar Mor.
We heard the squared.
Yeah. Amar Mor, kore kriyat shema umitpallel. Which means what? The Baraita said, in the order of Arvit, how did the Baraita look at it? Kore Kriyat Shema umitpallel. So which one comes first in Arvit? Kriyat Shema or Amida? Kriyat Shema. Misayya lele Rabbi Yochanan dam Rabbi Yochanan ezu ben ha'olam abba zeh asomich geula letfila shel Arvit. Rabbi Yochanan says that what everybody agrees that geula letfila, which means being somich, ga'al Yisrael, in the morning, in Shacharit, to Amida, is a chova. That's not a shayla. He says over here, Ben Ha'olam Abba, which means an added measure of Hashuv Me'od, to do what? To do the same thing by Arvit. So according to that, Ga'al Yisrael always comes after Kriyat Shema, right? Because it's Birkot Kriyat Shema Besofam. So this would seem to bring Re'ayah to Rabbi Yochanan that there's an Inyan of Smichut Geula Letfilah of Ga'al Yisrael to Amidah even by Arvit, and that's why Kriyat Shema comes before Amidah Shel Arvit. However, Rabbi Yosha Ben Levi Omer, Tfilot Ba'imtza Tikinum. Which means, like we said the other day, the Gemara brought it down in Bet Amud Bet. According to Rabbi Yoshua, the tefillot of the day, Shacharit, Mincha, and Arvit, Amidot, are sandwiched between the two Kriyot Shema. Which means, according to Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Kriyat Shema shel Shacharit, Amida shel Shacharit, Amida shel Mincha, Amida shel Arvit, and then after Amida shel Arvit, what? Kriyat Shema. Now, why does each one hold what they do? Says the Gemara, B'mayka mipalge, what are they arguing about? I ba'ite makra, I ba'ite masvara. They argue about psukim or even logic. I ba'ite masvara, what's the logic? The Rabbi Yochanan Savar, geula me'urta na mehave. Which geula do we talk about in Birkot Kriyat Shema? Mitzrayim Gealta? No.
We left out the
geula of Mitzrayim.
Right,
so says Rabbi Yochanan, when did the... Ela geula me'aliyat alave ela atzafra. When did the geula of Mitzrayim start?
Morning.
Night.
No, it started at night. Why? From where? From Makat Bechorot. That started the Geula, and the Geula was complete when? During the day. So says Rabbi Yochanan, based on this, there is an element of Geula at night as well. Now he says, what about Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi? Ve'i bayit emakra. I'm sorry. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi Savar, Kivan de lahavi alim tzafra, lahavi ha-geula me'aleata. Rabbi Yoshua says, yeah, but I'm looking at the completion of Geulat Mitzrayim, which was when? During the day. And for that reason, there's no mitzvah of Geula, of smichut Geula letfila at night. Bi bayit emakra, some say that it's from a pasuk, u'shnei mikra echad darshu, and they both learn it from the same pasuk, but they extrapolate different messages, different ideas from the same pasuk. Dichtiv, b'shochbecha uv'kumecha. Rabbi Yochanan Savar, Makish Shchiva Lekima. Makima Kriyat Shema Ve'achar Kach Tefila. Av Shchiva Name Kriyat Shema Ve'achar Kach Tefila. The Pasuk juxtaposes and puts laying down nighttime next to daytime. Just like by daytime, by Kumecha, by Uv Kumecha, we have Kriyat Shema and then Amida. So too by night, we're going to say Kriyat Shema and then Amida. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi Savar, Makish Shchiva Lekima. The other way around. Makima Kriyat Shema Samuch Lemitato. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi says the other way. In the morning, how does it work? You say Kriyat Shema closer to your bed, closer to waking up, right? Which means what's closer to waking up in the morning? Kriyat Shema or Tefillah or Amida? Kriyat Shema. So too, what at night also, what has to be closest to your bed? Which means the last thing before you go to sleep? Kriyat Shema. So each one learns the Pasuk his own way.
Now, is that why we do Kriyat Shema Amida?
No. He's not talking about Kriyat Shema al Amita, he's talking about Kriyat Shema shel Arvit. Kriyat Shema al Amita is a Drabbanan. We're talking about now the Deoraita of Kriyat Shema shel Arvit. Now,
I could just take one word from one place and another word.
Mm-mm. Juxtaposing. When you have two words right next to each other, we learn one from the other.
Why do we have Kirishma in the morning before Tefillah?
No, that everybody agrees, because everybody agrees. The Gemara said you need Geulah Latfilah in the morning, and Geulah always comes after Kriyat Shema and before Tefillah. So there, let man de palig, you must say Kriyat Shema first, and then Gaal Yisrael before Amidah in the morning. By Arvit is the machloket. Yeah.
If I have the chiyah for Geulah to Tefillah,
yeah.
Why do I need the Barachot before Shema?
No, that's a different story. The brachot of Kriyat Shema surround Kriyat Shema before and after. There's brachot before and there's brachot after. Birkot Kriyat Shema are a series. That's how the Chachamim were metaken, before and after, with Kriyat Shema in the middle. The last bracha of Kriyat Shema in the morning is Gaal Yisrael, and that's the Geula that has to be samuch to the Amidah.
Does that bracha chiyuv, I have to say Gaal Yisrael or Shema?
Different chiyuvim, different mitzvot. There's mitzvot of A, Kriyat Shema, B, mentioning Yitziat Mitzrayim, and Midrabanan also mentioning Yitziat Mitzrayim right before beginning to pray, and Rashi is going to say, where's this thing of Geulah Letfilah come from? Why do we have to put Geulah of Mitzrayim right before Tfilah? Rashi is going to explain where it comes from. Vayter, let us go a little bit weiter in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Mativ, yeah, got it, Mativ Mor Bered Ravina, Ba'erev Mivarech Shtayim, Lefaneu Shtayim Le'achareya. V'i amart ba'i lismoch ha la kasamach geulah letfilah da'ba'i nememan ashkivenu. Says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yochanan, they have to be somech geulah letfilah at night. During the day it's wonderful. V'nei emar goalenu Hashem tzavot Shem HaKadosh Yisrael Baruch Atah Hashem Ga'al Yisrael Hashem Sefatai Tiftach. You go straight into it. Is that the case by Arvit? No. After Ga'al Yisrael, what do you have? Ashkivenu. So this, and this is Kaddish is a different story, but we're going to get to there in the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. Aval, mikol makom, he says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, hey, you have Geulah Letfilah. You have Ashkivenu in between. Says Gemara, Amre, kimad etakinu Rabbanan Ashkivenu, ki Geulah Arich Tadanya. Since the Chachamim were metakin to say Ashkivenu at night, it becomes like an elongated version of the Geulah. It becomes part of the same Geulah.
Is there a specific reason for this order? Why didn't we just switch?
No, first we have... No, because right after... What do we finish speaking about in Kriyat Shema? Yitziat Mitzrayim. Emet ve'emuna, Yitziat Mitzrayim. Finish with Yitziat Mitzrayim, and then Shmira Balayla, which is Ashkivenu. Now, he says, De'ilat emahachi, if you don't say this, Shachari techi matzi samich, ve'am Rabbi Yochanan betchila, omer Hashem sefatei tiftach, Adonai sefatei tiftach, ulbasof hu omer, yulu eratzen merfi, Ela hatam, kevan detakinu rabbanan lememar, Adonai sefatei tiftach, ketfila arichta damya hachanami, kevan detakinu rabbanan lememar ashkivenu, kegeula arichta damya. He says, if you don't say this, you're going to have the same problem in the morning. Why? Because you don't say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Ga'al Yisrael, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokei Avoteinu in the morning. You have the pasuk of Adonai sefatei tiftach, ufi yagid tehilatecha, pasuk in Tehilim. So why is that not a hefsik, ben geula letfila? Says the Gemara, over there also, since the Chachamim were metakin, part of Amidah is to say Hashem Sefatai before and Yule Ratzon after. And for that reason, since it's part of the Tefillah, it's not considered Efsek min Geulah Letfilah, it's considered like an elongated Geulah. Same thing with Ashkivenu at night. Yeah.
Now Ashkenazim have an extra paragraph about
Ashkivenu. Tosfos. Yeah. Yeah.
That's even more of a Efsek, no?
No. Tosfot speaks about it. We're going to get there, Rezat Hashem.
For us,
now.
Huh?
What do you mean? Well, it depends on the minhag. We're going to see. Haku. Tosfot. There's a Maran. There's Mishnah Berurahs. Haku. Yesh Hakol. Right? Rabbi Deo, tell them. The Torah is very deep.
They got
to
sit to the end.
Baruch Hashem, I don't think I ever left anybody hanging. So, because I try. I try not to. I'm only human. Right, Avi? We try. Mm-hmm. Try our best. Okay, Vaiter. Says Rashi. Yeah? Right, Baruch? What do you say? Okay. I don't know your Hebrew name. That's your Hebrew name?
Baruch.
Okay. All Boruses are Baruchs?
No.
No. Okay. Okay. Say it then. No Berchach. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Bechor. Okay. Amar Mor. Yeah. Miman de Amar Legomemem. Fine. Amar Mor Kore Kriyat Shema says Rashi. Third narrow line. אמר מוקר קריאת שמה של ערבית תחילה ואחר כך מתפלל. מסייע לרבי יוחנן ואמר ערבית נמי קריאת שמה ואחר כך תפילה. רבי יוחנן holds that by ערבית he's do קריאת שמה then daven כדי שיסמוך גאולה לתפילה. ודלק רבי יושב בן לוי ואמר תפילה ואחר כך קריאת שמה. זה הסומך. וכל שכן דשחרית. Certainly, if he says that you have to be סומך גאולה לתפילה by ערבית, so קל וחומר by שחרית. דעיקר גאולת מצרים בשחרית הווה. According to everybody, when was the primary Geulah of Mitzrayim? שחרית. כדכתיב, ממחרת הפסח יצאו בני ישראל, right? וסמיכת גאולה לתפילה, רמזה דוד בספר תהילים. Now we were saying before, where do you know that you have to be סומך? You have to juxtapose גאולה לתפילה from here. דכתיב, the pasuk says in תהילים פרק י"ט, how does it end off? יהיו לרצון נמרפי והגיון לבי לפניך, אדוני צורי וגואלי. And the very next פרק in תהילים, למנצח מזמור לדוד, יענך אדוני ביום צרה. יסגיבך שם אלו יעקב, ואמרינה בברכות ירושלמי, which means what? What do you learn from there? You say, first what do you do? Hashem צורי וגואלי, גאולה, and then יענך, answer you. גאולה, תפילה. How so? ואמרינה בברכות ירושלמי, מי שאינו סומך גאולה לתפילה, למה הוא דומה? לאוהבו של מלך שבא ודפק על פתחו של מלך, יצא המלך ומצאו שהפליג, אף הוא הפליג. A person who's not סומך גאולה לתפילה, by שחרית, what is it like? It's like a friend of the king, somebody close to the king, he comes and knocks on his door to ask for something, and then he runs away. And then the king comes to the door. Huh?
Prank knock.
Right, prank knock. And then he runs away, and then the king comes to the door, and he says, okay, if he ran away, so I'm going to run away too. Ela ye adam mekarev la kadosh baruch hu elav. If you want to ask the king for something, what do? Knock there and stay there. ומרצאו בתשבחות וכילוסים של יציאת מצרים. How do we bring הקדוש ברוך הוא close first? We speak about all of the ניסים ונפלאות by יציאת מצרים. We praise him for it. והוא מתקרב אליו. And when we do that, הקדוש ברוך הוא gets close to us. ובעודו קרוב אליו, יש לו לתבוע צרכיו. While הקדוש ברוך הוא still close to us, by speaking about הקדוש ברוך הוא's praises of יציאת מצרים, זה הקדוש ברוך הוא, while you're here. אתה חונן לאדם דעת, השיבנו אבינו תורתך. That's the way. We don't think about when we daven שחרית, but it's a big thing. You have to think that now you're getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's ממש here listening to you, and now you have a private audience with God. And you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, while we're already on the topic. Yeah, that's the way. That's סמיכות גאולה לתפילה. Huh?
What's the case?
Yeah. Huh?
What's the case? The person said Suki is in right, said all the brachot.
Yeah.
Now when he came to Geula, he stopped. Right? Is yeah. The case that
you're
talking about? Or
somebody
said
he
didn't say
it? Didn't say it at all. Because Geulah Letfilah is Baruch Atah Hashem Gaal Yisrael Hashem Sifatai Tiftach.
Similar to somebody that's knocking in the door.
Because he never knocks, I think that's what he's asking.
The idea is you're calling, it's just a mashal. It's not exactly.
How is the mashal? I came to Dan Shmonai
yeah.
Without saying, so I didn't.
So it's like, well, you're saying Hashem Sifatai Tiftach knocking, and then how am I supposed to get close to you? There's nothing to make me and Hashem close besides for the Shirot v'Tishbachot of Yetziat Mitzrayim. Let's move on. Says Rashi, Ba'emtza tiknum, Ben shne kriyat shema tiknu kol tfilot shel yom. Who's that? Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. De kasavar tfilat arvit kodemet le kriyat shema. Geula me'urta lahave. Says the Gemara, the Geula wasn't at night. Hilkach, Geula de'urta lachashiv le'adur ala smicha tfilah. According to Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, there's no reason to be somech Geula le'tfilah at night. מה קימה קריאת שמה ואחר כך תפילה? That's רבי יוחנן, בשחרית כולו מודו דבר עם מסמך, like we said before, even רבי יהושע בן לוי agrees that there is a full-fledged obligation of סמיכות גאולה לתפילה in the morning. The only מחלוקת is at night. Now, let's see a little bit weiter in the Gemara. What time did you set the alarm for?
20?
Okay. Says the Gemara. אמר רבי אלעזר, אמר רבי אבינה. כל האומר... One second. Yeah. Amar, once we were on the topic of davening, Amar Bil Azar Amar Bi Avina, Kol Ha'omer Tehillah L'David Bechol Yom, Shalosh Pe'amim, Muvtach Lo Shu Ben Ha'olam Abba. If you look, our Gemara, the Girsav, our Gemara says Shalosh Pe'amim. In the Rosh and the Tur, it doesn't say Shalosh Pe'amim. Mashma?
Just say once.
Even once. Okay? Mai Ta'ama. What's, we say, a person who says, Asher Yosh Vevtech, according to the Girsav, our Gemara, three times a day, is considered Ben Ha'olam Abba. Big stuff. Why is that? Says Gemara, Mai Ta'ama. Ilem Mishum De'atya Be'alef Be'et, because of the galut, that the psukim are according to the order of the alef bet, nema ashret mimet darich. What's that? Perek?
The big one.
Kufyutet. Longest one. Yeah. The atya betmanya apin. Not only does it have alef bet, perek kufyutet and teilim, what does it have?
8 times.
It has 8 psukim for every letter of the alef bet. And 8 times 22 is?
176.
Yeah, the amount of psukim in kufyutet. So if that, so why don't we do kufyutet? Ela mishum de'it be'potech et yadecha. If it's because Asher Shuvetecha has in it what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zanum Farnes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides Parnasa for the entire world, especially for Am Yisrael. Nema Halel HaGadol. We should say, what's Halel HaGadol? Perek? Kuf Lamedvav. In Tehillim. Hodul Adonai Kitov Kilo Alam Chasto. Hodul Eloi Elohim Kilo Alam Chasto. And what does it say over there? Dichtiv Be, Noten Lechem Lechol Basar Kilo Alam Chasto. It says Beferush. So why not say that? Ela mishum deit betarte. The Gemara says why? Because it has both. It has aleph bet, and it also has poteach et yadecha parnasa.
So which one is it for? This last reason?
Both.
So because of the,
because it has both.
Because it has
it's the only bet. Thing in Tehillim that has both aleph bet and parnasa.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay. Now. Huh? Oh, well, that's the Gemara's next issue. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, mipnema lo ne'emar nun be'ashre. Why is there no letter nun in Asher? Mipnei sheyesh ba'mapalatan shel sonei Yisrael. Because nun represents nefila, which is the downfall of Am Yisrael, which we didn't want to mention. Dichtiv, there's a pasuk in Amos, nafela lo tosif kum betulat Yisrael. The virgin of Israel shall fall and no longer be able to get up. So, in order to avoid any reference to the downfall of Am Yisrael, David HaMelech omitted Ot Nun from Teilim Kuf Memhe, which is Asher Shevetecha. However, nevertheless, although that's the simple understanding of the Pasuk, B'ma'arava mitarcela hachi. In Eretz Yisrael, they kind of switched around the Pasuk a little bit to give it a little bit of a different meaning. Instead of the Betula of Yisrael will fall and never get back up, how did they understand it? Nafla velo tosif linpol od. She fell, but she will no longer continue to fall. Kum betulat Yisrael. Get up, betulat Yisrael. That's like a nice drasha, but that's, no, not Hasidish. That's a drasha, that's how they understood this pasuk. Letova, as opposed to the simple understanding of the pasuk, which was lepuranut. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, afilu hachi, chazar David v'samchan beruach hakodesh. Although he omitted ot nun from Ashrei in, actually it's not really Ashrei. In, how does this perek begin in Tehillim? Tehillah le-David. Arom Mimcha. Right. So, we call it Ashrei because we start with psukim from another perek. Asher shevetecha adinu chasela, Asher shkachalo Hashem she'adonai Elohav. Those are different psukim from the... No, that's from the perek before, from Kufim Dalet. That's from the one before. Now, he says, and even so, even though David HaMelech left out Nun from Tehillah le-David, and yet, he supported Am Yisrael from falling in Tehillah le-David. How so? Shneimar somech Adonai lechon ha-nofelim. Hashem doesn't let us fall. Hashem, anytime we fall, Hashem catches us and helps us get back up. Let's see Rashi. Shalosh pe'amim keneged shalosh tefilot. What's the gadlut, says Rashi, of Ashrei, shalosh tefilot biyom? Even though we don't say it during Arvit, we say it twice during Shacharit and once during Mincha. However, each time that we say Ashrei is keneged another one of the tefilot of the day. De'it batarte, de'ate be'alef bet, v'yesh bo shevach hachanat mazon lekol chai. It has both of these things. Afilu hachi, says Rashi, af al pi sheifsik nun mipnei nefila sheba velo aval l'ramza. Although David HaMelech didn't want to put nun in Ashrei because of its bad connotation of nefila, chazar v'ramas smichat nefila techifla. Right after that, right after nun, what do you have? Samech. And over there he says, Samech Adonai lechon ha-nofelim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps us from falling.
Samech goes before the nun, though.
Huh?
The Samech goes before the nun. Samech is part of the Samech.
There is no nun. In the pasuk of the Samech, you have an allusion to the nun. There is no nun. David HaMelech left out the nun, no nefila in Tehillah le-David. Now, let's see, there's a very interesting thesis over here. Somebody brought up before the capital, the paragraph that Ashkenazim insert by after Kriyat Shema Shel Arvit, in Arvit, at least in Chutz La'aretz. Yeah, says...
Rabbi, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What's so unique about doing this Tehillim three times, just because of the setting of the Aleph Bet?
Aleph Bet is a very powerful thing. The Aleph Bet is the Yesod. It's the fundamental basis for the entire Torah. So when something goes according to the order of the Aleph Bet, it's very powerful. Now, says Tosfot, De'amar Rabbi Yochanan ezehu ben ha'olam haba. Now, Tosfot says, Ve'anu she'omrim yir'u einenu ufsukim acharim achar ashkivenu. He says, Minhag Ashkenaz, Tosfot was from France, they were Ashkenazim. Minhag Ashkenaz and Chutz La'aretz was to do what? They, the Gaon Mevilna didn't, and that's why even the Ashkenazim in Eretz Yisrael don't say Yir'u enenu and the psukim that Ashkenazim over here do because they follow the Gaon. The Gaon Mevilna says not to say it. However, the Rama and other posts... Huh? No. Different minhagim. But in Chutz La'aretz, Ba'ale HaTosfot, the Rama, they all say to say these psukim. Yir'u enenu mismach libenu, and they end off with the bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, HaMelech b'chvodo tamid yimloch alenu le'olam va'ed ve'al kol ma'asav. Right? So now, he says, so shouldn't that become a problem? According to Rabbi Yochanan, what do we say about Hashkivenu? Oh, isn't Ashkivinu a problem of a lack of smichut? No. What's that? Since the Chachamim were mitaken, it's part of it. Were the Chachamim mitaken yiru enenu? No. It's not even in the Gemara. It's later. It's from Geonim. It's from Mishonim. So why is that not a problem of hifsek min geula letfila? Nir'ah, says Tosfot, ho'il v'takinu lehu rabbanan, havale kegeula richta. ותקינו לומר זה שבתוך כך יתפלל חברו גם הוא ולא ילך מבית הכנסת עד שיגמור כל אחד תפילתו וגאונים, although it wasn't חכמי הגמרא but the גאונים were מתקן to say another ברכה in Arvit, this thing of Yiru Enenu, why? So that people can, you know, people who came late to Arvit can catch up and everybody can leave shul at the same time so that nobody's in danger and since the חכמי, אותם הדורות were מתקן to say it so we give it the same status as what? גאולה אריכתה As Ashkivenu, yeah. Yes, Geonim. Huh?
Why not in that spot?
So that a person who came late can catch up. What people come late to Arvi.
Before Shema.
Huh?
Before Shema.
No, but before Shema we don't add anything.
After Shema, huh? We add.
Yeah, because that's where the Geula is. We're speaking about Geulot over there. So that's where the Geula is. Vegam yesh beotam psukim yudchet azkarot in the psukim that the Ashkenazim. What do they say? Baruch Hashem bayom, Baruch Hashem balayla, Baruch Hashem shochvenu, Baruch Hashem. In this psukim that Ashkenazim say in that bracha, Hashem's name is mentioned 18 times. Keneged yudchet brachot b'shmoneise. Ve'agav shetiknu lomar otam psukim, tiknu lomar chatima shel yiru enenu. Since we have those psukim, they also made that bracha of yiru enenu. Now, at the end of this thing, what's the halacha? Does the halacha follow Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi? Do you need geula, smichut geula de tefila by Arvit or not? Says Tosfot ve'halacha ke Rabbi Yochanan de baraita mesayale ve'chin pasak halachot gedolot. At the end of the day, do you need geula letfila by Arvit or not? Yes. Why? Because the Baraita supports Rabbi Yochanan. Ve'im ken, yesh li zaher shelo lesaper ben geula de Arvit l'shmonaise. Since halacha follows Rabbi Yochanan, you have to be careful not to speak anything between Gaal Yisrael, besides for Gaal Yisrael, Hashkivenu, and if that's your minhag, Yiru Enenu, besides for that, speak nothing between that and Amida.
A long pause, is that a break?
Not really, it's not good, but it's not Efsek. Only Efsek B'dibur is considered. Umiu. Now he asks a question. Besedir of Amram, Pirish, Masha'anu Omrim Kaddish min Geula Latfila. Somebody asked before about Kaddish before Amida, isn't that Efsek? Says Rav Amram Gaon in his Sidur, Lashma'inan de la ba'inan mismach Geula de Arvit Latfila, Mishum de Tfilat Arvit Reshut. Rav Amram Gaon says that the reason why we put a Kaddish before Amida Shel Arvit is to show you that what? To make a point of showing you that you don't need Geula letfila be'arvit. Hey, didn't we just say that halacha is Rabbi Yochanan who says that you do need?
That's
says Tosfos.
Huh? That's Tosfos, so not him.
Okay, wait. Vela nihira, deim ken, Rabbi Yochanan svira le tfilat arvit chova, de pluktahi, de rav Rabbi Yochanan, ve'alacha Rabbi Yochanan. According to that, if we're saying, says Tosfos, please pay attention to the cheshbon now. If we're saying that Rav Amram Gaon said that the reason why we say Kaddish before Tfilat Arvit is to show you that you don't need Geula Latfila. Why? Because it's Reshut. So now, by means of logic, that would mean that Rabbi Yochanan who says that you must have Smichut Geula Latfila is because he holds Tfilat Arvit is Chova. Now, if you look in the fourth Perek, where we're going to speak about Tfilat Arvit, the Gemara over there says, who says Tfilat Arvit is Reshut? Rav. We have a klal in the Gemara, anytime there's a machloket between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, who's the halacha like? Rabbi Yochanan. So he says, even according to your cheshbon, Rav Amram Gaon, that you're posek halacha, that Tfilat Arvit is Reshut, and that's why we have a Kaddish, but you just proved to me that according to your logic, Rabbi Yochanan holds Chova. And if Rabbi Yochanan holds Chova, then we should hold like him, because halacha is like him over Rav. Boom! Says Teisviz. Huh? Forget about that. With regards to Tfilat Arvit, Chova or Reshut? Rav says Reshut. According to this, Rabbi Yochanan says Chova. And the only reason why we're saying, says Rav Amram, say Kaddish, is to prove to you, Halacha Kirav, that Tfilat Arvit is Reshut. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's Chova, based on what you're saying. And if it's Chova, then we have to follow him. Now, says Teisviz. Yeah, it should be like Rabbi Yochanan. V'nachon le'achmir, based on this, says Tosfot, v'nachon le'achmir u'lizayr min saper bintayim. Even so, says Tosfot, it's better to be machmir, not to speak. He doesn't, v'item akashi ilchata ilchata. If that's the case, then we say, it's a contradiction between the two halachot. Dekayim alan tfilat arvit reshut. At the end of the Gemara we hold, although the Rambam says nowadays, Am Yisrael accepted it as a chova. But meikar meikar adin, what was Tfilat Arvit? Reshut. On the one hand. Ve'acha paskinan k'Rabbi Yochanan. And over here we say, the halacha is k'Rabbi Yochanan, that we need ge'ula l'tfilah. So how can you have both? How can you say in the same breath, Tfilat Arvit, Reshut, and you need ge'ula l'tfilah? Those are two contradictory halachot. Zaktei Sviz, צריך לומר דאפילו יסובר רבי יוחנן כרב דאמר רשות היא מכל מקום מחייב לסמוך אם כן גם לנו יש לסמוך. He says, it's possible, says Tosfos, and this would answer the question that they asked before on Seder of Amram Gaon, that even Rabbi Yochanan, who says that you need smichut geulah l'tfilah, is not necessarily because he holds tfilat arvit chova. Okay, he may indeed agree to Rav that tfilat arvit reshut, and yet he still says you need smichut geulah l'tfilah. And that's why we should, even though we hold tfilat arvit reshut, even so, says Tosfot, we should be machmir lismoch geulah l'tfilah. And we'll see soon some more in the halachic segment. Give me just a few more moments. Let's see weiter in the Gemara. Because there's no kriyat shema there. Geulah was only nitkan where there's a kriyat shema. Now, huh? No, it was only nitkan wherever there's Yitziat Mitzrayim, and we only mention Yitziat Mitzrayim as part of Kriyat Shema. Now, weiter, says the Gemara, Amar bin Azar Baravina, another ma'amar from him, Gadol ma sh'neemar b'Michael, yoter mi ma sh'neemar b'Gavriel. Okay? There was a, Michael had a superior aspect to that of Gavriel. We're talking about Malachim. De'ilu b'Michael ketiv, v'ya'of elai echad min ha-serafim. Where do we just read this?
Where are we starting?
A few lines from the end of Dalet Amud Bet. Huh?
One of the Yecheskel.
No. Yeah, it is Yeshaya. Where do we read that? Huh? No, it's Haftarah. Haftarah. Yeah? That's Haftarah of Shavuot. V'yaof elai echad min ha-serafim. V'ilu gabe Gabriel ketiv. V'ha'ish Gabriel asher ra'iti b'chazon b'techila mu'af bi'af. Which means, what does that mean? That means that Gavriel, Rashi explains, that when they had to fly, when the Malach Gavriel has to fly, how many swoops does it take him? How many wing flaps does it take him to get somewhere? One. Gavriel, mu'af, bi'af. How many times does he have to flap? How many times does he have to swoop to get there? Two. Now, the Pasuk said Beferush in Daniel, it says Gavriel. But does the Pasuk in Yechezkel, in Yeshaya, say Michael? No, it says Echad min ha-serafim. Huh? Yeah, but how do you know which one? It says the Gemara, my mashma dehai Echad Michael. How do we know that when it says Echad, it's a reference to Michael? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Atia Echad Echad. We learn Gzera Shava Echad Echad. Ktivacha, Vaya'of Elai Echad min ha-serafim. Uktivatam, there's another pasuk in Daniel, Vine Michael, Echad ha-sarim ha-rishonim, ba le'ozreni. So over there, reference to Michael in the Pasuk in Daniel is Echad. So that means that Michael is a reference to Echad. Tov. And that's why the Baraita ends off and says, Tana, Michael be'achat, Gavriel b'shtaim, Eliyahu be'arba' u'malach ha'mavet b'shmona. U'vishat ha'magifa be'achat. Michael is with one swoop. Gavriel takes two, Eliyahu Navi, four, Malach HaMavet, eight. However, Bishat HaMagifa, at the time of a plague, even Malach HaMavet is one. He's very fast.
What are we proving? That they're on a higher level?
Not necessarily a higher level, but they have superiority in this aspect.
Why do we have this right here?
Because this is another ma'amar of Rabbi Azar Baravina that we brought before. So sometimes when we bring a amura on topic, right afterwards, the Gemara sometimes will bring another teaching of his, even if it's not related. Right here, right before. Amar Rabbi Azar Baravina, kol ha'omer tehillah David. Okay, now, says Rashi, v'ya'of elai b'fricha achat. Velo hirgiya bintayim. He didn't have to stop in the middle. Mu'af bi'af, shte prichot. Two swoops, or two flaps. Be'achat b'fricha achat. Okay? Amru b'im... Okay, that's the next Gemara. Says the Gemara. Now, until now we were talking about mitzvat aseh min ha-Torah of kriyat shema shel arvit. Now the Gemara is going to speak about kriyat shema she'al ha-mita. That's a totally different idea. Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, af al pi shekara adam kriyat shema bevet ha-kneset, mitzvah likroto al mitato. It's still a mitzvah to read Kriyat Shema on one's bed again.
Mitzvah becoming a commandment or a good thing?
No, mitzvah. Chiyuv. Amar Rabbi Yoseh, Maikera, where do we learn this from? Which pasuk? There's pasuk in Tehilim. Rigzu ve'al techeta'u. okay? Which means anger yourself and don't get and don't sin. Imru bilvavchem al mishkavchem v'dom usela. Say it in your heart, on your bed, and be silent. What does this mean? Yeah. Says Rashi, what does this pasuk mean? Says Rashi, imru bilvavchem, imru ma shekatuv al levavecha. Where does the Torah speak about al levavecha? Imru bilvavchem, say kriyat shema. Al mishkavchem, on your bed, shneimar ufshochbecha vedomu, and then what? Domu means vaydom aharon, silent, b'shena acharechin. Right after kriyat shema, what are you supposed to do? Kriyat shema namita?
Go to sleep.
Silent, go to sleep. We're going to see there if it's a real issue over there, if sick or not. Amar Rav Nachman, im talmid chacham hu, en tzarich. If a person is talmid chacham, you don't need the shmira of kriyat shema namita. Amar Abaye, af talmid chacham.
That's right, it's talmid chacham.
No, it's a mitzvah because of shmira. But the talmid chacham is the shmira of the Torah, so he doesn't need the shmira of kriyat shema. Now, Amar Abaye, af talmid chacham, miv'aile lememar, achad pesuka d'rachame. Even a talmid chacham, although he doesn't have to say kriyat shema, he still has to say at least one pasuk of rachamim before he goes to sleep. Kegon, biyadecha afkid ruchi, padita oti adonai el emet, which everybody says, anyways. Says Rashi. Huh? Not for shmira, for rachamim. He doesn't need the shmira, but he has to ask for rachmanut.
How do we know this? We don't even know this for shmira that we are saying he's
not. So let's see Rashi. Rashi explains why is talmid chacham patur. Says Rashi, v'im talmid chacham hu shiragil b'mishnato lachzor al girsato tamid dayo bekach. What does that show you that it's for?
What does it mean? The words.
Shiragil b'mishnato, he's always accustomed to his learning, lachzor al girsato tamid, always reviewing his learning or always engrossed in learning, dayo bekach, and that's enough for him. So kriyat shema protects regular people, and Talmud Torah, like the Gemara says, Masechet Torah Sota, Torah agune agnau ve'atzule matzla, which means the Torah is protection in and of itself. So that's how you see. Now, let us move to the halacha segment of the shir. Let's move on. Atan. In a few days, we're going to be added these pages. So it's a good idea, if you can. Again, I don't work for them. I don't get a commission, whatever. Happens to be a very, very useful sefer. Dafahayim.com, I believe it is, right, Elio? Huh?
No.
Dafahayim.com. It is .com, I remember. So you can order it now for the first month after Sima Shas. It's $100. Once again, huh?
$12.50.
Anyway, but I mean, close enough. Anyway,
because for my sefer, it's even less.
Yeah. So, aval mikol makom. What do you see? It's good. Huh?
Eight
volumes in the entire Shas. Yeah. So, tov. Now, as follows, Rabotai. Says the if you have the papers, tov meod. If you don't have the papers, listen up. Zok de Rambam. Remember the first halachot that we were speaking about in today's daf were those of eating and getting involved in other things before tefillat arvit.
Okay.
Yeah, dafdalet amud bet. Zakti, there was no halachot on dafdalet amud aleph. So we look at the Rambam from dafdalet amud bet in hichot tefillah perek vav halacha zayin in the Rambam. Yeah, let's move. Zok de Rambam, afal pi shetefillat arvit reshut, although tefillat arvit at the end of the day is optional, lo yavo adam mimelachto v'yomar ochal me'at v'yishan kim'a v'achar kach etpalel shemet te'enos oto shena v'nimtzei yashen kol ha'layla ela mitpalel arvit v'achar kach ochel v'shote v'yashen o yashen. Which means the Rambam says, don't do your own stuff when you come home from work. Go first to pray arvit and then.
How does the Rambam say it's reshut when he said Rav versus Rabbi Yochanan?
Because Tosfot ended off that it's possible that even according to Rabbi Yochanan, Tfilat Arvit is reshut, and yet he requires a smichut geula l'tfilah. So, okay. Umutar, so halakha lema'aseh is that Tfilat Arvit is reshut. Kiblu alem lechova, but it is reshut. Umutar liistaper velikanes lamerchatz samuch lesacharit, mipnei shelo gazru ela samuch lemincha, shu davar matzui shirov ha'am nichnasim sham bayom, aval b'shachar davar sheinu matzui lo gazru bo, which means that you are allowed to go get a haircut before Alot HaShachar, because the only time they made that gzirah was when people usually go take haircuts and baths and stuff like that, which Bizman Chachmei Talmud was when? During the day before Mincha time. Says Maran, okay, here we go. This is in Siman Rish Lamed
Hei. Can you get a haircut before Shacharit? After the Zaman of the kid?
No, because that's Asiyat Tzrachav. That's a different halacha. We're talking about before half an hour of Alot HaShachar. What?
Going to Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, you're allowed to?
What? What are Yehuda HaChassid?
They get a haircut in the night time.
No, it's not him. It's Kabbalah, according to the Sod.
So they can't do it according to Kabbalah, it'll be a problem.
See, no. If you're Mekubal in everything, okay, in everything, then you should be Makpid on it. Says, okay? Yes. Okay, now, says the Shulchan Aruch. Yes. להלכה yes. ויתר. Says מרן, שולחן ערוך סימן ראשון מתי סעיף ב', אסור להתחיל לאכול חצי שעה סמוך לזמן קריאת שמע של ערבית. You're not allowed, forget about צאת הכוכבים, but half an hour before צאת הכוכבים already, you are not allowed to sit down to a סעודה, like תוספות צאת סעודה, פת. ואם התחיל לאכול אחר שהגיע הזמנה, מפסיק וקורא קריאת שמע בלא ברכותיה וגומר סעודתו, ואחר כך קורא אותה בברכותיה ומתפלל. If you started eating once the זמן came, באיסור, the חכמים obligated you to stop your meal, read קריאת שמע של ערבית without the ברכות, and later go out to pray and say with the ברכות. Correct. If you started eating before the time came, you can continue. If you started after the time came, which means you started be'isur, you have to stop.
Starting be'isur was saying within the half an hour.
Correct.
Let's say I started within half an hour, so I was not allowed to stop.
Yeah.
Now that you've stopped now, can I continue?
No, now is not the time yet.
Right.
Now is not the time yet.
So I can continue.
You're not supposed to be eating now anyway.
Right.
But if you happen not to know or not to care about the halakha, and then midway in your meal, you're like, you know, maybe I should do tshuva and care about the halakha. So now, he says what? So, you know, some people can do that. Some people, you know, some people tend to grow brain. So anyway, so he says, oh, now he's chozer b'tshuva. So tell him, stop, read Kriyat Shema. Says the Rama.
Just asur in the morning, same equal, no?
Different isur. That's because of Ga'ava. Wait until Daf Yod in Masechet Brachot. That's next Monday. So, Haga. Aval, answer, everything has to be relative now. You think Masechtot, you think, you know, you have to... Right. So, Haga. Aval, answer, lehafsik letfilah. You don't have to stop for, if you already read Kriyat Shema, you don't have to stop for Amida v'Ravit. Ho'il v'yitchil le'echol, since you already, even if it was be'isur, since you started eating, it's you can continue. Aval im lo yitchil le'echol, afal pi shenotel yadav tzarech le'afsik. If you didn't start eating, even for tefilat arvit, even if you wash netilat yadayim, what do we tell him? Don't start. V'im en shahut litpalel, mafsik af letfilah. If there's no more time to pray anymore, let's say it's kimat ototo right before alot ha-shachar. He said, oh, I started, right? He started. What do you tell him? If there's no, then even if you started, what's the halacha? You have to tell him to stop. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, it's Marash Lamed Hey, I just want to point that over here. Mechila Mikvotchem, okay, he says over here. The Mishnah Berurah says, here, in Siman Marash Lamed Hey Seif Vet, the Mishnah Berurah says in Seif Katan, here, in Seif Katan Yudchet, ואם ביקש מאחד שיזכירנו להתפלל לקה איסורה להתחיל לאכול אפילו כשכבר הגיע הזמן קריאת שמע. A lot of people rely either on the fact that they tell somebody, to tell their wife or somebody else, remind me to pray Arvit, remind me to say Kriyat Shema, or that the fact that there's a set time for tefillah. The Mishnah Berurah says that ve'acharonim katvu, he says this in the name of, let's see, Kaf Aleph, he says this in the name of Magin Abraham. However, Agaon Or Letzion and Agaon Halacha Berura write that according to Maran, this is not the case. And since Kriyat Shema is Deoraita, you are not allowed to rely on a Shomer for Kriyat Shema Shel Arvit, and you have no recourse but to first read Kriyat Shema before sitting down to a meal. So over here, for all intents and purposes, like any other time you have a mitzvah to do, a meal refers to what? Kabitza or more of bread, or more than a kabitza of mezonot or hamotzi. However, anything besides for that is not considered a seuda, and therefore, if you're wondering, can I sit down to eat dinner before tefillat arvit, so then it depends what your dinner is. If your dinner is, you know, rice, meat, chicken, fish, and yodama, other side dishes, salad, anything besides for hamotzi and mezonot, zebeseder. However, if it's a dinner that consists of more than a kabitza of bread or of mezonot, it is asur. Even if you have in mind to pray Arvit later, you must, according to the Shulchan Aruch, say Kriyat Shema Deoraita first, and only then sit down to...
So that's what you should read every week.
Yeah.
Within a half an hour of typical
Shavim. Oh, so over there, since it's Mamash Samuch Venir, it's right there, you're already in the shul, there's more on what to rely on. It's a good question. The post can discuss it. Huh? But before Shkia is within half an hour of Tzitz already. Okay, now. No, still, that doesn't matter. That's not any better than Shomer. No. Okay.
Someone just say Shema at all.
Shema. Shema, like Mara. Once he said Shema, you can even have a Seuda, and then go daven later. And Shomer, there are dinim. Whereas, according to Maran, Shomer would not help you for Kriyat Shema because it's Doraita, there are poskim who say that even according to Maran, there are details, but a Shomer would technically and possibly work for Amidav Arvit. But once you Yotze Kriyat Shema Doraita, so you don't have that issue anymore. Let's move on.
Even if you pray Arvit early.
Huh?
Even if you pray Arvit early.
Maran Abit Yosef and Timan Shema Zayin says what, Avi? If you daven Arvit early, you've already fulfilled your obligation of Kriyat Shema De'oraita, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Says the Bet Yosef, we rely on Rabbeinu Tam to allow you to eat afterwards, even if you haven't yet repeat Kriyat Shema. Says the...
Did you fulfill your mitzvah De'oraita?
No.
You did not.
But, you fulfilled it enough to eat. Bet Yosef, Meforash. Vayom Bet Yosef Meforash.
I know, but in the Shulchan Aruch,
he doesn't need to. He writes in Bet Yosef. Period. Dot. End of story. Now, so Vayter. Huh? Yesh lo adan malismoch. Let's move on. Says the Rambam. Uvitfilat haMincha. Right. This is speaking about Asher Shavetecha. Uvitfilat haMincha. We're gonna move a little bit. Matchil likrot Tila leDavid miYoshev. You should say Asher Shavetecha sitting down. Ve'achar kach omed u'mitpalen tefilat ha'mincha u'chemashlim nofel al panav u'mitchanen. The Rambam is now saying seder tefilat ha'mincha Ashrei amida tachanun u'magbia rosho v'itchanen kefikocho v'ipaten le'ma'asav. And then after mincha you raise your head up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with tachanunim, supplications, and then go back to doing whatever you're doing.
According to him, you have to sit for Asher Shavetecha. It means just you don't have to stand.
You should.
Should
yeah. ובתפילת הערב קורא קריאת שמע ומברך לפניה ולאחריה. You make two ברכות before קריאת שמע and ערבית and two after. וסומך גאולה לתפילה ומתפלל מעומד. Which means according to the Rambam, what did you just say about סמיכות גאולה לתפילה בערבית? Do it! וכשישלים ישב מעט ויפטר. And after עמידה, right, the Rambam didn't have the של המעלות and עלינו שבח, whatever. So I mean, these things are more optional. The עיקר התפילה is what? ברכות קריאת שמע. Kriyat Shema and Amida, and then go back to doing what you're doing. V'amitchanen achar tefilat arvit harei zeh meshubach. The person stays and says more tefilot of tachanunim after arvit. He says it's worthy. V'afal pi shemevarech hashkivenu achar gal Yisrael eina efsek ben geulah letefila b'aresh tehen kivracha achat aruka. Where did the Rambam get that from? Gemara. Yeah.
Why am I sitting for Ashrei?
That it's to say b'yishuv ha'da'at. Huh? Asher yishuv ha'vetecha, and you're saying b'yishuv ha'da'at.
You just mentioned there's all the seder of the alphabet.
Because in general, besides for Amidah, things that need to be said b'yishuv ha'da'at with concentration are said sitting, like Birkat HaMazon and so on and so forth. Kriyat Shema, yeah, very good. Next, Maran on this halacha of smichut geulah letfila says Maran in Siman Rish Lamedvav, "En lesaper ben geulah de'arvit letfila." He says, "Ve'af hanoagim lomar yudchet psukim v'iru einenu en lehafsik ben iru einenu letfila." Even according to those, the Ashkenazim in general, minhag Sfaradim. All the poskim Sfaradim say that by majority of the Sfaradim, besides for Moroccans and a few Tunisians and whatever, by majority, a bulk of Sfaradic communities, the minhag is not to say anything after Ashkivenu besides for Kaddish. However, says Maran, even if your minhag is to say Yiru Enenu, so after Yiru Enenu, don't say anything before Amida. Umiu, mash machri shliach tzibur rosh chodesh ben Kaddish letfilat arvit la vehefsek kivan shu tzorech hatfila. But after, let's say, Kaddish, and somebody wants to bang, and not, for some people, banging is not enough. Ya'aleh v'yavo, v'ten tanu matar, mashiv haruach, or ala nisim v'zeh, says Maran, mutar. I hefsek, he says it's not a hefsek, because it's a mitzvah. What about doing that in the morning, by shacharit, Baruch Atah Hashem, Ga'al Yisrael, Ya'aleh v'yavo, Hashem sevatai tiptach, Isur gamur. What's the difference, what do you see from Maran, what's the difference between shacharit and arvit? Whereas, smichut geulah letfilah b'shacharit is a chova, smichut geulah letfilah b'arvit is only a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, not a chova, and therefore for something that is tzorech mitzvah, like that, it's mutar. Many poskim disagree with Maran. The Kaf Chaim and others say it's, you should be choshesh lehefsek, aval ha'ikar le'alacha ul'ma'aseh. If you need to do it, then you could be somech on Maran for any sort of mitzvah. Or, for instance, if people are going to run out right after Amidah, and you want to tell them Birkat HaLevana, same thing, you can tell them. Now, it says like this.
There it's not tzorech
ha'tefilah,
brother.
Huh?
There it's not tzorech
ha'tefilah. בכל זאת, מצווה. וכן יכול לומר ברכו להוציא מי שלא שמע ולא והפסק. He says you can also, people came late to Arvit and didn't hear ברכו, before Amida, you can say ברכו for them to answer. Anyways, our minhag is to say ברכו at the end of the tefillah. So for us, this is a little bit of a moot point. Says the Rama, ראיתי מדקדקים נהגו לעמוד כשאומרים היו תחת פסוקים של ברוך השם לעולם באשכנזים. Some people stand up for those 18 פסוקים, ומנהג יפה הוא כי נתקנו במקום תפילת י"ח, ועל כן ראוי לעמוד בהן כמו בתפילה, since these פסוקים were established corresponding to the עמידה, so it's a good thing to stand. בסדר, like we said, our minhag is not to say that anyway. And מרן מאור ישראל, מרן זכרונו לברכה, in his ספר מאור ישראל on this גמרא, מסכת ברכות, says that since our minhag is not to say yirui enenu, although according to Maran, according to Shulchan Aruch, is yirui enenu a bracha levatala?
Which one are you talking about?
Arvita? Yeah, yirui enenu, this bracha that we're talking about. No. According to Maran, is it bracha levatala?
No.
Yeah. He doesn't say it's bracha levatala. He says lehanohagim. What does he say? He leaves it up to minhag. However, even so, Maran Zichron Levracha, I found that I was very happy in Maor Yisrael, his chidushim on this gemara. Maran Zichron Levracha writes that since our minhag is not to say it, one should not answer amen to the bracha of HaMelech V'chodo Tamid Yimloch Aleinu Le'olam V'ed Al Kol Ma'asav. Yes, because for us it's a hefsek, and rather a person should only answer amen belibo to that bracha of the Ashkenazim.
If he goes up to
can't say it. Although there is machlok et haposkim, what happens if you're a chazan, the Kaf HaChaim brings from the Birkei Yosef that you should say it. Maran Zichron Levracha and other poskim in the Halacha Brura say that even if you go up, you should remain silent for that bracha. Let them say it. Wait a few seconds or wait a few minutes for them to say it, and then proceed with Kaddish.
The only problem is that they have sick, right?
Yes.
So if he's not part of the minyan, he's just there, like he's shamash or something.
Bevaday ya'ane amen. Bevaday ya'ane amen. Now, says...
No, why? Because if it's halel, you wouldn't say amen.
Correct. Even if there's two different things, there's answering amen levracha levatala, which becomes an amen levatala according to the Rambam, and there's an issue of being mafsik. So over there, yeah, that's.
But according to many Sfaradim, also they have a bracha that say halel, the bracha for halel as well.
True, but according to Maran Shulchan Aruch, birkat likro et halel when you have chatzi halel is a bracha levatala. Now, Vayter says the right. It's a machloket, but remember, anytime you have a machloket, let's say the Rambam holds it. When you ask the Rambam, is Birkat HaAlel on Chatzi HaLel Bracha Levatala? He's not going to tell you, well, it's a machloket between the Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh, and oh, it's a machloket Maran Rama. When you ask that posik, what's that posik going to tell you?
Yes,
it's a Bracha Levatala. Other posim will tell you, no, but that's how machlokot work. Now, let's move on. Says the Rambam.
But when a Bracha is a machloket,
yeah,
and we don't say it, but the amen.
Do not answer. Let's move on. We're mamash behind. Says the Rambam, "Bechol tefila me'atfilot poteach kodem lebracha rishona, Adonai sefatai tiftach ufi yagid tehilatecha, ukshu chotem, besof atfila omer, yu leratzon imrefi, ve'achar kach tzoed la'achorav." Says the Rambam, every tefila must begin and end with Shem sefatai and yu leratzon. Says Maran, "Tzarich lismoch geula letfila ve'lo yafsik b'nehem." We just saw, we didn't see this. This isn't Kuf Yud Aleph. צריך לסמוך גאולה לתפילה ולא יפסיק ביניהם אפילו באמן אחר גאל ישראל ולא בשום פסוק חוץ מאדוני שפת תפתח, which means that now it's talking about שחרית. Kuf Yud Aleph is talking about שחרית. There's nothing in the world, says Maran, that you can answer to after you say ברוך אתה השם גאל ישראל until you begin Hashem Sefatai Tiftach. Nothing in the world, not Kaddish, not Kedushan, not Barechu, not Yeshem Rabbah, nothing, even to answer Amen to the Gaal Yisrael of the Shliach Tzibur, also not, nothing.
Do the Ashkenazim answer Amen?
Wait, let's see, says the Ramah. The Ramah says the Minhag by them is to answer Amen by Gaal Yisrael. However, that's why, in order not to get into Machloket, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that it should be by the Ashkenazim. Baruch Ata Hashem Goal. And they say Yisrael silently so as not to put the Tzibur in a position that they would have to answer Amen. And now he says...
Well, Sfaradim do that, have absolutely no reason to do it.
Right. And also, by Sfaradim also, it's not... I saw this minhag in different places. Gedulei Yisrael, I haven't seen them do it. Many people do. Baruch Ata Hashem, Ga'al Yisrael Amonai. Like, as if it's part of... No. Ga'al Yisrael Hashem. That's wrong. It's not Ga'al Yisrael Hashem. It's you have to be somech geula letfila, but you have to, even when you're praying, you have to understand that it's two separate thoughts. Baruch Ata Hashem Ga'al Yisrael. Even if you pause for a moment, you're still being somech geula letfila. There's no such thing as Baruch Ata Hashem Ga'al Yisrael Amonai. It doesn't exist. Baruch Ata Hashem Ga'al Yisrael. Hashem Sefatai Tiftach. Now, Weiter says the Rama, "V'yesh omrim had tzarich lismoch geula letfila inu davka bechol o biyom tov, aval b'shabbat in tzarich, v'tov le'achmir im lo b'mkom shetzarich lekach." Some say that you don't need smichut geula letfila by shacharit of Shabbat. Why not? The Rama explains over here, because how do we learn out geula letfila? From where? Yule ratzon minfi ve'egyon nibi lefenecha Hashem tzuri ve'goali geula en ya'ancha Hashem. On Shabbat, there's no tzara. We don't ask for anything, and there's no tzarot. So, memela, some say that you don't need geulat tefillah. Maran certainly disagrees with that. Moving right along, says the Rambam, "Bechol tefillah me'atfilot poteach kodem leverachah rishonah Adonai sfatai tiftach." We saw this already fine. Shulchan Aruch, "En nachon lomar tachanunim kodem yilul ratzon, ela achar siyum shmona esrim miyad yomer yilul ratzon." When a person finishes, "Baruch atah Hashem, amberech namo yisrael v'shalom, amen," do not insert your personal tefillot over there. Immediately after "Amvarech Tamo Yisrael B'Shalom Amen," a person immediately should say what? "Yul Ratzon Minafiv Yegon B'Lifanecha Adonai Tzuri V'Goali." "V'im Ba Lachzor Ulomro Pam Acheret Echad HaTachanunim Anashut B'Yado." After "Yul Ratzon," you want to insert your own tachanunim after we do it at the end of our Elohai Netzor, because Aaron Minhag is to say Elohai Netzor. If you want to say, so we say it again after Elohai Netzor, and then after that second "Yul Ratzon," you want to say your own tachanunim and then say a third "Yul Ratzon," that's also fine according to the Shulchan Aruch. Either in Shema Kolenu or after the second Yule Ratzon by Elohai Netzor. If a person is not as... Now, if you're saying in Shema Kolenu, another very important halacha that people don't know is that you have to be succinct and you have to be articulate in your tefillah. Remember, Shema Kolenu is very much still part of a tefillah. So even though you can put in your own personal prayers over there, but you can't say shtuyot, right? "Oh, Hashem, hi. I need..." Right? Don't be stupid in the middle of the tefillah. Rather, over there, at the end of the tefillah, after
words?
This... Huh?
Or does it have to be... can you say words? Or?
Yeah, you can say words, but they have to be articulate. If you have a tefillah in your mind, "Ribono shel olam, kach ve'kach," and it's mesudar, okay. But most people, for a lot of... Not most, but for a lot of people that can't articulate that well, it's always better to tell them to wait for their personal tefillot until after the second Yule Ratzon. And over there, if you want to say shtuyot, then you can. Okay? Now,
you shouldn't be thinking the words.
What?
You shouldn't be thinking the words.
What does that mean?
Can you just feel saying, "Hashem, I want this and this and this."
It doesn't... thinking doesn't help. You have to verbalize. Yeah. So now,
the end of the tefillah, can we say it between the two Yule Ratzon, or it has to be after the second?
Should be after, since Elohai Netzor, everybody, the minhag of all of Am Yisrael is to do it, so it becomes like an integral part of the tefillah.
Finish the tefillah after the first one.
Doesn't matter. Elohai Netzor becomes part of the tefillah.
Before the shalom.
Yeah. Before the shalom, you should do it. Now, Vayter. I know. I have to finish up. One sec. What?
The tefillah that you're supposed to do in the...
Not necessarily. Vayter says the Rambam, "V'shibechu chachamim lemi shekore zmirot misefer teilim bechol yom v'yom miteila leDavid atzof haSefer." The chachamim were very praised. The chachamim praised the person who says from Teila leDavid until the end of Sefer Teilim. Kol neshamat aliyah haleluya uchvar nagul likrot pesukim lifnei molachareim v'tiknu bracha lifnei zmirot v'ibaruch she'amar uvracha leacharem v'uishtabach. So great are the Pirkei Teilim from Teila leDavid until the end of Teilim, that has bracha before Baruch She'amar, has bracha afterwards Yishtabach, gadol meod. What do you say? Ve'achar kach mevarech al kriyat shema ve'kore kriyat shema, says Maran Shulchan Aruch, en siman nun alef, tzarich lechaven bepasuk poteach et yadecha. A person must have kavanah. This is another not so well known halacha. A person must have very intense kavanah by poteach et yadecha. Now there's kabbalistic kavanot. The basic kavanah of poteach et yadecha is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is zan umfarnes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains with parnasa every living creature, umazveh l'chol chai ratzon, and just like He sustains every living creature, He'll sustain me and my family as well. Ve'im lo kiven, tzarich lechzor ul'omro pa'am acheret. If a person was not mechaven, the whole reason, one of the integral reasons why the Chachamim said to say Te'ilal David is because of what pasuk? Poteach et yadecha. So if a person wasn't mechaven, you're not yotze, and you have to read it again. Now, what does that mean? Huh? Oh, so now listen to this. So everybody agrees, the Elkut Yosef brings down, the Al-Chabra brings down. If you didn't yet finish, let's say you remember by tzaddik or by Shomer Hashem, et kol ha'avav, whatever it is, and you remember over there, you have to say it ala seder. You go back to poteach et yadecha, and then read the rest of the psukim until the end, ala seder. What happens if you already finished Asher Shevetecha, and you moved on to the next Hallelujah, or the next whatever, whichever teinim it is, machloket. According to the Kaf Chaim, chashash efsek, do nothing. However, according to Maran HaShulchan Aruch, many poskim say, as does the Yalkut Yosef, you stop wherever you are, ben aprakim, between the Pirkei Teilim, and say just the pasuk of Potech et Yadecha, bechavana, and don't just rely on the fact that you're going to say it again after Tachanun. Weiter. Because it's so important, you cannot let it go. It's so.
But it has to be there, you can't.
Yeah, but
between the prakim.
Twice?
No. Later? No. There, where the chachamim were taken. Weiter. ואומרים פסוק ואנחנו נברכיה אחר תהילה לדוד וכופלים פסוק כל נשמת הרליה לפי שהוא סוף פסוקי דזמרה וכן פסוק אדוני ימלוך לעולם ועד וכשמגיע לבעתה אדוני אלוהינו מודים אנחנו לך או לפסוק וכל קומה לפניך תשתחווה אין לשחוט ולהשתחוות דון באפיין ונהגו לעמוד כשאומרים ברוך שאמר ויברך דוד וישתבח the minhag is to stand up for ברוך שאמר ויברך דוד וישתבח our minhag כדעת הרי הקדוש is not to stand up for וישתבח to say ישתבח specifically sitting now Rambam Zuck the next Rambam. Ashkenazim do. That's we just read the Rama. Now says the Rambam. Vekore parasha rishona mikriat shema biyashin. Besides for kriat shema shel arvit, a person has to read the first parasha of kriat shema and go to sleep. Veafilu ishto yishena imo. Even if his wife is sleeping with him, it's still mutar. Now. ואם הנסתו שינה, קורא אפילו פסוק ראשון, או פסוקי רחמים ואחר כך ישן. Even if a person is ממש, he's not going to make it through even the first parasha of קריאת שמה, he's already, you know, he's you know, getting knocked out. Over there, at least as he's falling asleep, let him do at least one pasuk or something of קריאת שמה, or other פסוקים of רחמים, to fall asleep from that pasuk.
What
Now,
the dress code for them? The person, you know, going to bed, they're not dressed properly.
What does not dress properly mean? Pajamas are fine.
Pajamas,
fine. Now, says Shulchan Aruch, Kore al mitato. Now, says the Shulchan Aruch, Kore al mitato. I don't, I'm training myself to be, you know, to talk like Rav Chaim Kanievsky. You know, I have to, I don't have time. So, anyway, Bekitzer, says Maran, just moving right along, Kore al mitato parasha rishona shel Shema. According to Maran, how much is Kriyat Shema Sheal Mita? One parasha. Umvarecha mapil chevele shena al einai. And then you make the bracha of a mapil. However, according to the Ari HaKadosh, and the Kaf HaChaim brings down the entire seder of Kriyat Shema al Mita, Birkat HaMapil comes before Kriyat Shema, A. According to the Ben Ishchai, says a little bit different. However, according to Maran Zichrono Levracha, you make Birkat HaMapil with Shemu Malchut, since it was Mitukan al Yidei Chachamim, with Shemu Malchut. There's machloket whether if you're going to sleep after Chatzot, do you still make it B'Shemu Malchut or not? Da'at Maran Zichrono Levracha lehalacha ul ma'aseh, and he did that himself, is that even when you go to sleep after Chatzot al-Laila, you still make Birkat HaMapil B'Shemu Malchut. Minhag. So now haga v'ikra kriyat shema samuch lemitato, and you have to read kriyat shema next to your bed. Ve'en ochlim v'shotim lo medaberim achar kriyat shema she'al mitato ela yishan miyad. Don't eat, don't talk, don't do anything right after kriyat shema. Go to sleep. Shne'emar. We just saw this in the Gemara. Imru bilvavchem al mishkavchem v'dom ustela. Read kriyat shema and immediately afterwards what? Go to sleep. Now, even so, the reason why the Ben Ishchai says not to say Birkat HaMapil with Shemu Malchut is because there are going to be certain times where a person is going to have to talk afterwards, and it's going to be hefsek between the bracha, Kriyat Shema, and going to sleep. Maran Zichrono Levracha is miyashev, and he says that this is not a Birkat HaMitzvah. It's not a bracha on a mitzvah, it's bracha, Birkat HaShevach al minhago shel olam. It's not a bracha on a mitzvah, sleeping is not a mitzvah. Right? It's a bracha on this is the way the world goes. So it's preferable certainly not to be mafsik b'dibur. However, if a person needs to, a person needs to take a drink or eat something and needs to make a bracha or talk to his wife, something preferably, all the talking should be done before this, and the last thing you do is I'm appealing kriyat shema. However, if you need to afterwards, lo nora. Now, v'ayin le'ayin siman samach gimal, im mutar likrot kishu shochev, if you're allowed to, according to Maran HaShulchan Aruch, the halacha is that for kriyat shema al amita, 100% you are allowed to. You're not allowed to read Kriyat Shema al Amita when you are on your back. That is Ga'ava. However, when a person is completely on his side, it is Mutar. Kaf HaChaim says Mitzvah min Mufchar to read Kriyat Shema al Amita in a completely seated position. However, that's only Mitzvah min Mufchar. And if a person wants to read Kriyat Shema al Amita completely lying on his side, that is Heter Gamur according to Maran HaShulchan Aruch. V'im kara Kriyat Shema ve'lo yuchal lishan miyad, az chozer ve'kore kama pa'amim ze'achar ze' ad she'ishtaka'a b'shena v'she'yeh kriyato samuch l'shenato. Fine. We don't make a bracha, which means over here, we don't make bracha asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu likro kriyat shema, but we do make birkat ha'mapil. Now, what else do you say? Says Maran ve'omer yoshev b'seter ha'elyon ve'omer adonai manabut sarai ad ladonai shua על המחבר חתך הסלע, ואומר ברוך השם ביום, ברוך השם בלילה, ברוך השם משוכבנו, ברוך השם מקומנו, ביום על אדוני לשטן, יאר אדוני בך השטן, אדוני שומרך מעתה ועד עולם. Now all these things, this is Maran speaking, however many of these things we don't have the minhag to say, we follow the seder, the minhag of the Ari HaKadosh, for kimat all things tefillah related, this too, and we follow the order of the Ari HaKadosh, you look, most sidurim have it. And then he says, "Biyadecha kidurchi," which is the pasuk that the Gemara brought down. Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha v'yasemecha shalom. Ve'omer Ashkivenu ad samuch lachatima. Some people also have the minhag to say Ashkivenu without the berachat end of Shomer Tamo Yisrael ad. Amen. Unfortunately, ran out of time. Musar be'ezat Hashem tomorrow.